what have you seen at the border in terms of traffic, in terms of who's coming over, who's going into to San Luis Rio Colorado?
Okay. There has been a drastic decline. As of yesterday, like around, I believe it was noon yesterday, there was more time restrictions. For example, before yesterday, if you wanted to come and purchase something at Walmart, if you were from Mexico, for example, you were allowed to do so. Now, you have to be specific. Where are you going? What are you doing? And if you have a doctor's appointment, you better have a script or something to claim you're going somewhere like that. But if you're a citizen, a permanent alien, or you have the agricultural visa where you can transfer to work here in the ag industry, you're not going to have any problems. Okay, you're not going to have any problems, but they recommend keeping your travel to a minimum, if at all possible, because it's the same thing that's happening right now. If you can keep your movements or travel to, like, to the store and then come back, that's what basically the federal government is doing. So they are not closing the borders. Let me clarify that as of right now. That's the biggest question. Are they closing the borders? No. Well, we can't say. We don't know what Mexico might do. But I can tell you right now, we're trying to protect our borders because it's very crucial. There's a lot of ag workers that live across the border and actually come and work of our fields. And so it's an essential job. So, but at the same time, we have to make sure that we're safe, and we want to make sure we want to secure our resources, which is the hospital.
Now, I know you're in the medical field, so I wanted to ask you what your experience, what your expertise has brought to what San Luis is doing, the information you're getting out to people that you see, that you're seeing in person, residents, what information are you getting to them?
We're in the front lines. We're seeing patients. And the thing is, I always worry, the first case of COVID-19, it was confirmed from a resident here in the city of San Luis. So, it's here. It's here. It's in Yuma. I believe it was confirmed also in San Luis Rio Colorado, Sonora. There is a case also. They're also confirmed. So people need to understand this is a worldwide event. This is a pandemic. Just because we're small little San Luis, we're not going to be isolated from this from occurring in our community. There's a lot of movement between borders. There's a lot of movement from our residents because we have a lot of students that go to ASU, NEU, Tucson. We have people who go to, for example, have gone to San Diego, for example, for the weekend. And the thing is, there's a possibility they got exposed. So it's crucial to understand that we cannot blame a certain person. No, this is coming down. It's coming down. I mean, Maricopa right now and Pima County are really struggling trying to control that down. But we need to understand that. Let's not panic, but let's have a plan established.
All right, Mayor Sanchez, thank you so much for your time.
You too. You take care.